Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a writer, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, beautiful today.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Good. Everything is good here. How about with you?
Oh, lovely. I got to sit in some lovely, lovely traffic on the way back here again today because of the stupid rain. But luckily, it stopped now, and I came home and I learned that my fountain that has been broken, it usually starts up in the middle of May when they turn it off for the winter, it's been broken. And my fountain
was
on.
What's broken? What did you say? Was your air conditioning?
No,
what
my
was
fountain.
Broken? Your fountain?
My fountain. Yeah.
Oh, is it an outside fountain or an inside fountain?
No, it's an outside fountain. Where my apartment is in the complex, we overlook a pond, and then there's a fountain in the middle of the pond, and it's like one of, and it's great because like it almost sounds like the ocean, like when you're in the house and you just hear the water flowing in the background, like it's nice. But usually what they'll do is they turn it off for the winter, and then they turn it back on, you know, like as soon as it gets cold, they turn it off. And then they turn it back on in the summertime, you know, usually, like I said, early May, mid-May. But it's been broke, so the fountain has not been turned back on. And I came home today, and it was on. So it's a good day.
Wow, good for you. So that's good
news.
Little
things that make me happy.
No, well, it's good instead of something else breaking. Oftentimes everything's breaking. You know, we've been in this house, you know, for like 11 years now. So I say there's a lot of screws loose, and there's always something. And yesterday it was the oven handle. You know, because it was the oven handle with the screws loose, you know, and you think this is an easy thing to fix. It's not. And, you know, it just laughs because I keep saying to TJ, look at all the screws loose here, you know. It's always something. So we like when things are being fixed, not broken. And we all have so many things that there's always something breaking, you know.
Oh, I know.
So that was actually good news that we heard. And, you know, of course. We do have a lot of listeners tonight, and I could see that TJ wants to say something. So we'll just talk to TJ, and then we'll screen people, because I think he usually likes to talk to you, too. So it was like to say hello
to
you.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad sometimes because, like, you know, usually I put, like, whoever, like, we know on first, and then I pop into the chat room. So I never really get to talk to those people because I don't screen them. And, you know, I literally leave the room as soon as they're on the air. So, okay, let's talk to TJ. Where is he? There he is. Hello,
right.
TJ.
How are you? I'm Nicole, I cannot wait for us to go out either for, like, that place you took us to, wherever it was, that was wonderful food place, or to go for sailing or something, because we have so much fun with you guys. And it's time to have fun. It's summertime.
It is summertime, and you want to know what's funny, TJ? I kid you not. As soon as the weather started brightening up, and I think it was like the second or the third hot day in a row we had, Lisa literally turns around. She goes, "We need to hang out with TJ and Cindy."
She just equates like the nice weather with the two of you, and it's her favorite time of year too.
I never laugh as hard and as often as when I'm with you guys, and it's just really a lot of fun, and I can't wait to when we can Cindy can arrange it with her crazy schedule. I'm flexible as a bird. Now I'm going to let you guys. Do you have someone ready for the show, dear, or are you all?
No, not yet. But we just wanted to see how you are.
All right. Well, I want to let you know I drove all the way out to check my sailboat, and it was as dry as a boat. I was more wet than the sailboat was when I got to look at it. So that was good. And it's a rainy. Yeah, I'm parked in East Hampton, right across from the library, because I have 5-bar reception, and I didn't want to go breaking in and out, but. All I can say is that I just can't wait for it to be nice. Nicole, where you are, was it really hot this weekend, or was it always in the 70s?
No, it was. I don't even know how to explain it, because it was in the upper 70s, but on my balcony, it didn't feel like it was that hot. But as soon as you went downstairs, it was sweltering.
But it wasn't 95.
No, it was 95 in Brooklyn a few days ago.
Oh yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying.
But
we never
weekend.
Got that. You know.
Oh, really?
On Monday, I went all the way out to East Hampton with all this beach chair. You know, Cindy and I did a walk or a bike ride or something like that, and she had some people coming. So I went out to East Hampton to use my beach pass. I got up to Montauk. It was 68 degrees. I was looking for my ski jacket.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Lisa and I went to work, and we work in Brooklyn. And, we were, in the Prospect Park area maybe Gowanus. I don't know. You know, someplace on that side of Brooklyn. And, it was about 92. And it was hot, and it was sticky, and we were literally standing in front of fans all day long.
Wow.
There was no AC where we were working.
I had the beach chair. I had the wetsuit. I had towels. I brought.
Oh, my God. You had everything, and it was cold.
I went there, and I was saying, if I had a snowboard, maybe I'd go down the dunes, But,
oh, my God.
It was
so funny.
It was. And so I'm waiting for that real heat thing to hit the South Shore.
Oh, absolutely. And I got Lisa, because I know that you guys like to kayak and things like that. I'm going to have to break down and get one for myself. But for Lisa's birthday, I did buy her a paddleboard. So that could be a very, very nice, activity for the four of us to do.
I can't. Hey, just schedule something. I don't want it to be. And how's the art coming along?
Oh, it's doing great. It's doing great. I've branched down into photography. So now I've got a plethora of pictures that I'll be adding to my website. It's going very, very well. And I already have an order for 2 more pieces, one of them for Disney and one of them for the same show that bought my pieces from last year. So, everything is going really well.
Oh, great.
We'd
love to hear. All right, so let's try to get a few of our listeners to ask
their
questions.
All right, dear, I love you.
Okay, bye. We'll see you later.
All right, ciao for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And bye, Nicole.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Okay, so Lisa will be the one.
I love your husband.
Have Lisa message me, because you're not good at plans. Lisa is an excellent.
I suck at plans.
I know. So
I will be the first to tell you I suck.
Right. Well, that's why we're have her, message me or Facebook me or whatever she usually does. So,
you got it.
We do have some people that have been waiting a long time. So let's see. 813. I wonder if that's Kimmy. I don't know. This is maybe
813. Let's see. I don't see an 813. Oh, there it is. I see it. My goodness, we have so many callers today.
Yep. So let's see what
she might
have to say.
Okay, the last 4 digits of the phone number are 6928. And hello, 6928, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to?
You are correct, Cindy. It is Kimmy.
That's what I thought, because usually you let me know when you're going to call in. But this is even better, because I saw that. I said, I think that's Kimmy. So how are you doing? Okay, Kimmy, fill us in a little bit what we talked about in the last call, so our listeners know. And then ask what is on your mind now, okay?
So the last time I had called, I was asking you about this gentleman that I had known for like 20 years through like more of an acquaintance kind of thing, through friend of a friend. And then we kind of ran into each other and he's separating from his wife. But you know how that goes right from the beginning, you know, it takes time and the process
right.
and all that. So basically you had said, you know, he's not ready. And I feel that too. So right now we're just keeping it a friendship, which we were anyway. But I guess we're choosing not to really talk that much right now, I guess, because we do have like a connection and it's just hard. You know what I mean? Like you want to go out and stuff, but we're better off not doing that either, you know? So, do you feel like, it's over between us, me and this guy, or you think that he just needs time? What do you think?
Well, it looks like, you know, he's scared. Okay, remember, he's like was a committed commitment phobic. You know, he never really loved that wife all that much, and it was a disaster. He's scared. I keep getting cards that he turned his back on the love and what you were offering him. You know, and I got the card. I'm not happy with the alignment of cards. You got the Seven of Swords, which is a man who's not playing fair. It's not a lack of love here showing in the cards, but right now he almost wants it to end because I don't think his ex or whatever you want to call her is thrilled with this, you know, with you. But he has very strong feelings with you. So it doesn't look like it's over, but it looks like he's battling his feelings and trying to push them aside. So it could take a while, but I would not chase him because if you chase him, he's going to run.
No, I'm the one that actually pulled away and told him, go figure out your life. And I don't want to be in the middle of that. I don't want me to be a reason. If you left her, I want you to figure it out on really what you want. So he really is a great, great guy. I think she's a very confused person. I think she was, I know she was kind of cheating and she wants to go. She thinks it's greener on the other side. And he said, go ahead and go. So they both kind of had free passes, but he's starting to realize that passion means something to him where he didn't have that for a long time. So, all right, so you're saying that it's not over. Do you feel like he's going to call anytime soon? I mean, I was just curious.
Well, he wants to make sure when he calls now because you're a nice woman, okay? If you weren't a nice woman, he'd tell you what you want to hear, jerk you around, okay? You know, but you're a nice woman, so he doesn't want to come back unless he feels like he's all in and that there's no hope at all for that marriage. And look, he doesn't care about her in terms of relationship. We talked about this the last time. He cares about the money. You know, he doesn't want to divide his money here. Okay, so it's a little bit different than because he loves her. So that's the whole point. So
he's staying more for the money, not because he loves her.
Exactly. He doesn't want to divide his money. You know,
do
so
you actually
when people are married in this. What'd you say?
Do you actually see him asking for a divorce?
He doesn't want a divorce because he doesn't want to divide the money. So what he would want to do is kind of live the way they're living and have his cake and eat it too. And and each one of them's thinking, well, maybe this will aggravate the hell out of someone and they'll drop dead. You know, like, so
yeah.
Neither one wants to be the one to do the divorce. They want to see, you know, okay, you know, let's see if somebody drops dead. So I think he realizes what I see here, and I kind of know what he realizes, is that unless he's really getting a divorce or legally separated, you're not going to want to get involved with this.
No, absolutely not. I don't. Why would I want that? Yeah. So you think she knows about me?
Yeah, she does.
Or does she think he's just dating someone? But is it me or is it someone? Like,
she, for some reason, thinks it's you. So I don't know if somebody told her, she spied on it, but she seems to have a pretty good idea it's you. And
she wanted no part. She wanted no part of him for like 3 months. And then she overheard that he was dating somebody. And then all of a sudden she started to come home a little more and then asking, do you want to hang out? Can I go on your boat with you this weekend? So she's like, almost like she got jealous, it seems like, and then she wants her cake and eat it too.
And when I was starting to talk with him, she was out of his life, you know, for the most part. And now, like, she's coming home because she can, and I don't like that. So
Well, that's also because, again, you know, you've been through a divorce. It's an earthquake with a tsunami and a hurricane. So if there's any chance at all that, you know, a marriage can work, and the more money people have, the more they don't want a divorce because it's a lot of money.
Does he have a lot of money?
Well, it looks like, you know, together, you know, if they stay together, he has money. If he divorces her, he doesn't have that much money anymore. I mean, he has money. Mm. It's just not what he's used to. Like, he would have to watch what he spends a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And so I would just say, unless he's sure that she's not coming back, and right now she's giving him the impression that she's not going anywhere.
Really? So you don't see him coming back to me in the near future right now?
It could be a month or two down the line. It looks like right now she's being nice, but they don't get along. How long is that going to really last? I mean, like 2 months
right
before?
Right now they're not getting along? Well, they are.
Well, they're getting along right now, but they don't usually, like, interact.
Right. No, they don't.
So,
yeah, they
you know, right
them.
Now, it's, you know, it's probably the best their relationship's been in a long time right now because she's being a phony. But let's see when, you know, the truth really, you know, comes out about her, that she hasn't changed. She doesn't really want this. And so, again, he knows with you he's going to make, he has to make sure that it's really, really 100% over with her, and he can't tell
you
that.
Can
you
see the outcome of this possibly being over and us having a chance, or no?
Well, look, right now it could go either way. I mean, they're not going to last forever. This is going to end. It's a question of not if, it's when. Is it this week, this month, or 2 years from now? I mean, how long has he been with her? Because this is like going on a long time.
25 years. And they haven't, they've been roommates for like 5 years. They haven't been, you know, intimate. They're, I mean, she does her own thing and he literally does his own thing. I mean, I never see them together on social media. Whenever I see them out, she's separate, he's separate. Like, they just live different lives. Now it's just the point of the sad goodbye and who's going to do it, according to him.
Right. And again, I just see that he's very scared of breaking this up, and you know, I don't see that it's going to end anytime soon. Like, it might take just a little bit longer. So, I mean, at this point, I would just keep dating and seeing what's going on. Again, he can't, you know, he can't just have his cake and eat it too. First of all, she has to be really checking up on him a lot. So I think he's nervous too.
Yeah, he's a very nervous man. Yeah. So one of the questions. So I am dating. I've always been dating, even when he was in my life. Why wouldn't I? I mean, that would be silly if I didn't. He's not. He didn't even file for divorce. So I met this other guy, and he was married 25 years. He's a doctor, and we just connected a couple months ago. But he had a girlfriend. But and so then I reconnected with him about 2 weeks ago. And he asked me for my number, and I saw him last week. And I know he's very busy being a doctor. ER works like weird hours, nights and stuff. I don't really, the communication isn't right now where I would like it to be. But again, we're just starting out. Is he a player? What do you think, what about this Dr. Andrew?
I like a lot of these things you just can't even take too seriously in the beginning. I mean, I think this guy probably is a player at this point. You know,
you do?
Yeah, it looks like he's, you know, he's a good catch. He's like the king of the internet. He's a doctor. So, you know, he's not so sure he wants to get fully involved in a relationship right now. You know, so you know, I would just enjoy him or see him, but until you're in a committed relationship, I wouldn't take any of these very seriously.
No. Right. But do you see like us hanging out more and getting to know each other? I mean, do you see anything good down the line with this, or is this just another one bites it up?
It's a little too soon to tell, actually. You know, it is. You know, online dating, they could be feeling something for you, and then 2 minutes later, they're scared, you know, and run. So,
you know, it looks like
so he's over. Me. Is his girlfriend, he said it's over with his girlfriend. I don't know if it was like 3 months ago, it's over. I mean, do you see him still like maybe getting back with her, or is he seeing other people right now? Like, he tells me he's not seeing anybody.
It looks like he's, you know, seeing other people. He's playing the field a little bit. You know, he just wants to, you know, he's been in a relationship. I don't think he's that ready to want to get back into one so fast.
Okay.
So I would just, you know, see what happens.
So do you see him calling? We're supposed to go out this weekend. Do you see that happening?
Well, it looks like he'll call you. Again, I wouldn't.
I mean, he called
around
me yesterday.
Yeah.
He called yesterday while he was at work on his break. I mean, that was nice, but I thought maybe he'd call today to make plans for tomorrow or something. But I was just curious if you saw him coming forth with what he said last week. Let's hang out this week, this weekend.
Yeah, it looks like it. So I would just say, you know, I mean, I just don't bank on anybody until it's real.
No.
I mean,
and you know what? I just told that to my daughter. I said, the less expectations in life, the less disappointed we are. Go with the flow.
Right.
I just told that to my son. Yeah,
right.
it has to be.
It's more in this 21st century world than ever before, you know, the way things are, that you have to just, you know, until you get something concrete, you can't even, you know, bank on any of this, you know?
No. But I just kind of like to know, because, I mean, you know, it's hard to really connect with people out there nowadays. And, you know, when you do find the one or two, it's like, oh, you do get a little excited, I won't lie, right? And then, you know, and I was just what his intentions were, if, you know, I don't know. You just don't know, you know? You think you know somebody after 10 years and you still don't know them.
Right, exactly. And
right.
So, you know, just keep dating. Don't you know, kind of.
Like, do you see anybody significant coming in my life besides these two guys?
Yeah, I do see love coming for you. So just keep going, looking, and, you know, almost let go of expectation a little bit. Because sometimes you want something so much is when you don't get it. Like, almost when you let go. It's a little more of like maybe let go a little bit of things and give it a little.
Yeah, it's funny because this guy Greg came in my life, that guy I knew unexpectedly. And then I went out with my friend Gary, who is Dr. Andrew's friend, and unexpectedly. You know, so a lot of, like you're saying, a lot of that stuff was so all unexpected when it happened. You know, I'm on some dating apps, but I mean, I'm barely on them. They're like, it's like a job, you know. Kind of like a lucid time job, you know, because a lot of people catfish and they text you and then they don't, and they see someone else better, so they swipe left or they swipe. Oh my God, it's just they're annoying.
And
so,
that's why it was with online dating, until you start really being, you know, in a relationship, just like date other people, do what you got to do, you know, and just don't. Don't focus on any one person until it becomes a relationship. Well, I want to try to get some other callers in tonight.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted. And I like the way there's no shortage of finding guys. Can you get one that's like a man that wants to commit to you? You're a good catch already. What the hell is the matter with these men? They're so stupid.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, that's because they think there's 400 Tinderellas waiting for them. And later on, they're going to realize
they'll always come back.
These guys will always, I guarantee, will come back to you. Maybe it'll be a year later, but by then you'll be with someone else. You know, but they're going to realize, oh, boy, she was as good as it gets on here. If not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I thought was better.
You know, there's a lot of these guys, I just noticed, like, they're all, like, they're ready for a commitment, but then they have, like, an arrogant side of them. Or, you know what I mean? Or there's always a but. You know,
but
I don't know. You know, like the connections, it's not easy, you know. But anyway,
no,
you go.
Good luck
to
you.
Enjoy the rest of your show. Thank you, hon. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, hon. Bye, Nicole. Bye.
Okay, Nicole, aren't you glad you're not out in the dating world? Because, look, you know, it's not like both of the men she mentioned, like, care about her. They're just too stupid to step up to the plate soon enough. You know, it's crazy.
It's funny because, you know, I mean,
the people that generally call us, you know, are I would say, you know, on the more mature side, and I don't mean, you know, older, I just mean, you know, we don't get a lot of teenagers calling us, you know,
no.
People in their early 20s or whatever, you know, we've got people, you know, that, you know, have been around the block and are looking to settle in. You know, and they're looking, you know, for that person, you know, because they've already done, you know, that youthful, you know, they've already had that, you know, that youthful kind of, you know, infatuation, you know, kind of love. But one of the girls that I work with is 24 years old, and I got news for everybody. It is no better. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I'm not getting any younger. It is no better when you're younger. I see what this girl goes through with, you know, the men in her life. And I kid you not, like it's all that I could do than to just, you know, than to literally just, you know, give her as tough love as you could possibly give to another human being for the crap that she deals with some of these guys. And you're right, you know, I mean, what it comes down to is that, you know, people, you know, a lot of the guys today, you know, they're looking for love in every place. You know, because they don't want the long-lasting kind. They want the kind that just feels good in the moment, and they're okay with that. You know,
right,
because
exactly.
They don't want to settle in and they don't want to settle down.
And it's so funny because, you know, I hear this all day long with people, and
oh
it's
God.
Almost like, and you know, people, you know, pay for reading every time they meet a guy. I go, look, this is a waste of money. You just met the guy for a minute. Let's just see what happens.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
You know, every person you meet, don't do a reading on. I mean, you know, there's an expression I like to use, like, let time do its thing. Like,
yep.
Give things a week or two or a month or two. The, you know, time reveals a lot of stuff here,
yep.
You know? So that's why people,
you know what,
have
I mean, I can see,
months
I can
reading. See
why people don't.
What'd you say?
I could totally see why I could totally see why people don't wait. You know, because you are, you know, there are people out there that are just very, very eager for that. They're eager for like that next chapter. They're eager, you know, to have, you know, that person, you know, they're tired of the single life. And I don't blame them. I would be tired of the single life too, because people suck. You know, I mean, that's not to say that everybody sucks, but in general, people kind of suck, you know? So, like,
right.
I feel bad for people who have not found that person, you know? I really, really do, because it's just, it's hard out there. It's very, very hard out there. And I give people that are still remaining hopeful a lot of credit, because a lot of people have a lot of reasons to not have that hope. And I hope that we contribute a little bit, you know, to keeping that hope alive when people call in. But yeah, it's tough out there to be single, you know.
Right,
and
that's,
you know,
why
kudos to everybody that's got the patience enough to look.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing it away with people, but I'm like, don't even stress in something someone you just met. Like, it is going to be a key. Don't even like waste. And you know, if you have to start asking a psychic if it's going to work, it's probably not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it probably won't work. So be patient. Call, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
it works, okay?
And
but,
we talk about this sometimes too, Cindy, that, like, you know, sometimes the worst thing you could do is ask a site like that. Like, and that's why I respect the hell out of what you do, because there's a lot of people out there who may be, you know, gifted, some more than you, some less than you, and they play it off, and you know, I mean, there are people that are gifted or whatever, and they go into, you're going to meet Michael on this Tuesday, and he's going to be 3 years old, and they go into this full detail, and you know what, they forget about this lovely thing that we have called free will, you know, so any decision we make can affect that outcome, you know, so to give somebody those kind of details, to have people instill that kind of hope with such specificity, it's just, it's, I don't agree with that. And
right.
That's why I love what you do, and I love the way that you approach it. It's like, listen, love is coming and be open to it. You know, from wherever it's coming from, just be open because it's on its way. And that's all you need to know. You don't need to know his name or her name. You don't need to know what their birthday is or what their star sign is. You know, you don't need to know what they do for a living. Those are all, that's all part of the process of getting to know somebody. You don't need a psychic to tell you that. You know, just be open and be honest with yourself and be honest with a potential mate and let the chips fall where they're supposed to fall. You know, keep making the right decisions and the right things will keep happening to you.
Right. And also with online dating, I would say you got to be prepared for 98% of it not to work for whatever reason. Okay. For whatever reason. It doesn't mean it's not a connection. Sometimes if it's a big, strong connection, they run away because they just want to be players. They don't want a strong connection. And they'll think, well, she'll be waiting for me or he'll be waiting for me maybe if I'm ready a year from now. So if you learn, if you're going to be online dating, you got to get a tougher shell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to, it's like being an artist or being a writer or a musician. You got to get a hardcore for rejection. You got to be tough about
yeah.
it. You're going to get a lot of rejection. And if you're going to take it personally, maybe not, it's not because your art isn't good or your music isn't good or your writing isn't good. It's not what they're looking for. It's not their style.
No.
It's not their type.
Sometimes it's just not their cup of tea. You know, you're allowed to not be somebody's cup of tea because you know what? Somebody else that'll have a different taste. You might be perfect for them. But also, I mean, and this is one thing that I've learned, and that is that, you know, when you first meet people, not necessarily even just people that you're hoping to date, when you meet anybody, okay, that is trying to forge through a relationship with you in whatever capacity, business, platonic, you know, or romantic. You're not meeting them. You're meeting their representative, okay?
Right.
And usually, you know, month to 3 months in, you start meeting the real person. But when you first meet somebody, you are meeting their representative. So don't be fooled and don't allow yourself to just fall completely for what the package that they're trying to give you, because everybody in the beginning always puts their best foot forward, whether you're interviewing for a job or whether or not, you know, you just want to be somebody's friend or whether or not you want to date somebody, you're always putting forward your best. And let me tell you something, we all might be pretty good most of the time, but we are not our best all the time, you know, 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, we're human. And it's okay to not be, but when you're meeting somebody for the first time, that is your cue to be on. And you know what? You need to not only accept somebody when they're on, you need to see what they're like when they're not on. And because that's the person that you're going to wind up with, not the representative.
Right, exactly. So it's, again, learning that, you know, we can survive rejection, we can survive things, and you know, it's unfortunate that there's a lot of ghosting taking place.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it takes place in the art world. It takes place as a writer. At the time you send things, they don't even answer you. They don't even answer you. Like, really?
Uh-huh.
Like, have some, you know, in this day and age, it should be easier just to say no, yes, you know, two words. They do it in the job interviews. You do 8 interviews. You don't hear whether you got the job or not. Then the person has to call up and feel embarrassed when they said you didn't get the job. Shouldn't it be that people have to call up and find out a week later because you didn't have the time? So it's just maybe just with life in general, just don't take it so personally because, you know, I could hear in Kimmy's voice almost an anxiousness wanting to like, no, is this person going to care? Do they like me? You know, it doesn't matter if they like you if they're not stepping up to the plate. Like,
exactly.
Let's not even waste our time on this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, yeah, they may like you, but if they're not grown-ups about it, who cares?
Yep. That's kind of like what I was telling the girl at work that I'm trying to help through, you know, through her breakup or whatever, or her she's in kind of limbo with the breakup, you know, because she made a decision to take 2 feet out. And, you know, she was like, you know, I'm weak. She goes, I keep inquiring. I keep reaching out to say, you know, and I said, just stop. And then she's like, well, I can't block him. And I said, why can't you block him? I said, if you know that he's just going to keep contacting you and make it harder for you to walk away, why can't you block him? She goes, because what if he doesn't try to make it right? What if he doesn't try to step forward? I said, but do you want to go back? And she's like, no. I said, then why do you care if he steps forward? You know,
right,
but she
exactly.
like it's this weird sort of dysfunction where she doesn't want to be with him because she knows he's not good for her, but she wants to know that he wants to still be with her.
Right,
and it's a weird sort of dynamic there, and it's very, very similar to what you were talking about. You know, as far as you know, just people, you know, just having that desperation and wanting that person to be the person.
Right. But, and that's why, you know, even making people wait for a reading is, if by time, you know, 2 months passes, that person's already been resolved over with. Like, you didn't need a reading on it. Do you know what I mean? Now you're in here for the right reason, because something else was really necessary to get you in here. So having a little patience with life, don't, you know, even if it is a soulmate relationship, half the time if you're not patient, you screw it up, because you force it too fast. You know, you don't just let it do its thing. So, you know, maybe our word this week is like a little patience. Let's learn patience. You know, a little patience with life. So we do have Jennifer. Is that our Canadian Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
And it's so funny. All of a sudden, when it bleeped in on my phone, it was spam and it said Canada. So I'm just laughing that it's the first Canada spam.
Oh, my God,
that's
too funny.
You know, so she's not spam. She's our girl. So let's see what she has to say.
And actually, you know what, Cindy? I lost Jennifer on my screen.
Oh, you did?
Do you have her on your screen?
Let me see. Wait, I had her.
I saw her, and then I was looking for, I got a text message. I was looking because Amanda Fest is having a couple of issues, so she wanted to try to get on tonight. And as soon as I refreshed, Jennifer disappeared on me.
Okay, so let's do Debbie, and then we'll do Amanda Fest, okay?
And then Jennifer, if you can call, if you're listening or if you're someplace there, try hanging up and calling back in, and I will refresh again because, I don't know what happened to you. So, all right, here we go. So just to set up Debbie's call now. Debbie, obviously everybody knows, not Debbie Tony, you know, for those who listen to us regularly. This is Debbie, and basically she's just following up with Cindy. She called, I think it was a week or two ago regarding some health issues she was having. So she did follow up with a cardiologist. She was having some issues with her mom moving to a different nursing home and unaware that she's not going to be coming home. She thinks that she's going to come home after rehab, and she's just not. So she's just calling with an update call, and then I'm going to see who else we have.
Okay, so
hello, Debbie. You're
glad Debbie called.
Hi, Sin.
Hi. Okay, so how did it go at the...
No, not Sue. It's Debbie.
Debbie. Yes, I said Debbie. How did it go at the cardiologist?
Well, he gave me a statin drug to bring down my cholesterol, because he said that even though my blood work was good, obviously I have high cholesterol, because I wouldn't have that kind of blockage in my heart. So he put me on that. He wants to see me in a month. They did an EKG, and then he's going to do a carotid artery test and a sonogram. So we'll go from there.
Okay, good. So how are you feeling?
Well, you know, the breathing is tough because of the emphysema. So,
right.
I know. I'm
right.
Trying to quit smoking, and it's a bummer. I can't do it. I'm having such a hard time.
Aww.
I do good for a little bit, and then I start smoking again. Then I do good for a little bit. I'm trying to go slowly. My doctor doesn't want me to stop completely, like right at once, because it could raise my blood pressure. So he said just start eliminating and take longer in between. And I was doing good for a couple of days, and then I had a little stuff going on with my mom. She's livid where she is, completely livid.
Rightfully so, or just because she doesn't want to be there?
Oh, she thinks she's going home. We can't keep her there. She's going to call the cops on us and all this stuff. She's really, really
she's
irate.
She's a little bit losing her mind, you know.
Well, she does have dementia, but it's starting to take effect.
Right.
But she's still pretty much with us.
Yeah, and the point is she can't come home. Okay.
No.
And you see how she has a certain level of narcissism because, you know, you're going through your own stuff right now. If she would just cooperate, it might make everybody's life a little easier at this point. But don't get, you know, according to your father, he says don't get roped up into her drama, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll only make your, you know, your smoke more, you know, your health go downhill. So it's almost now... is anyone talking to her firmly and calmly that it's not happening, that she's not coming home?
No, I don't know. The place she was at was really a horror. They weren't doing anything for her. So now where we put her,
she's been in this place before, and they seem all like they're really on top of things and better rehab because she has a hard time walking. So we'll see what happens with this. They, a social worker is supposed to be talking to her. So
okay,
my sister's my sister's doctor is in there, and he's going to evaluate her too and see if she is as bad as all these other places are saying, that she, you know, she can't come home, she needs 24-hour care.
Right.
My sister doesn't really, she doesn't need it in her house right now. She's very abusive to my sister. You know, she's the caretaker.
Right, exactly. Right. So if I were you, I would just kind of chill out and take care of you, please. And, you know, God gave you your health issue right now because you can't worry about anybody but yourself right now. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe just focus a little bit on you and, you know, take it so that you're not, you know, I could see you want her, everything to be fixed with her, but you can't fix this. Do you realize that?
Oh, I know that. She's a stubborn woman. She's been this way her whole life. It's a shame. She's a
yeah.
very unhappy woman.
Right. And you know, the whole point is unhappy people make everybody unhappy. And at the end of their life, like, she's supposed to go graciously to this nursing home because she can buy a seat on the better side, on the other side, if she just cooperates and people are paid to take care of her, you know, end her life in a grateful, gratitude way. But this is only ka-chinging up negative karma for her, the way she's behaving.
Right.
Okay, so if
she's
she
nice
were to...
She's nice to the strangers. Very
well,
nice.
That's why they want her with strangers, because
right.
strangers, she can then... But if she's going to be abusive to you people... This isn't going to work. And what your dad is saying, and even her own mother is saying, is then you people visit her less frequently. You don't need to be abused every day.
Right.
She's being taken care of. You don't need this. Because older souls are empaths. This ugly energy, and it's your mom. She could push all your crazy buttons. She's been pushing them since the day you're born.
Right.
It's hard to block it. So for your own sanity, don't go there so frequently if she's behaving this way.
No, I'm not calling it so frequently either.
Thank you. And I know that's hard to do, but what is your intention in doing this? Self-love, self-preservation, enough is enough.
Yeah, well, she did a lot of stuff to me through the years, too. So, you know, it kind of equals out.
Right, exactly.
And I hate to say that. I hate to do it that way, you know, because I'm not a vindictive person.
Of course you're not.
You know, but you could just go so much. And then she got me to the point where I remembered why I couldn't wait to leave the house.
Right. That's exactly it. And so these are the kinds of people, we miss them when we're not near them.
Right.
But as soon as we're near them, we know why we don't want to be near them. Okay.
Right.
So, you know.
No, I've been spending a lot of time with her. It's like, oh, my
right.
God.
But
and my poor sister, she's got to live with it. So.
Yeah, well, that's what you're, you know, everybody's just saying, just maybe she's better off being in a nursing home where she will be on better behavior. Okay, and she will, you know, gain some good karma instead of what she's doing now. And focus on you, focus on your health, and, you know,
my
try.
Teeth. I have to get teeth. I have to find a dentist.
You have to go to the dentist, yes. And again, if your teeth aren't good and your gums aren't good, you're going to get, your heart is not going to get better no matter what. Because, you know, the teeth, the gums are all affected by, you know, the health of your heart.
Right.
So take care of your teeth. So what is your goal? Take care of your health. What good are you going to be if you're sick, right?
Right.
Take care of you. Focus on you. And your mom's in good hands, but she's not your main problem right now. You have your hands full yourself. And your biggest goal is giving up cigarettes. Have you tried doing anything with a patch or anything like that?
No, you didn't want me to do that.
Yeah,
I asked my doctor about it because, you know,
yes.
I could have got it free if he gave me a prescription.
Yeah,
and,
sometimes
he said, I don't
when you
want
have
to
heart
do any
disease.
Of that.
It, sometimes
said,
when you have heart disease, it's not good. I don't know. You
know
what I mean?
He said it's just another, you know, you don't get away from the nicotine.
Right.
He says you got to just slowly do it. He says just eliminate a few cigarettes every day, even if it takes 6 months. He said it could take that long. But then
right.
you get down to three, and then one day you'll just say, what do I even need these for?
After a while,
and that'll be the end of it.
Three, it'll start to bother you, the
mm-hmm.
smell of it, the whatever, because by then your nose is more sensitive to it. And it's funny because the people that hate the smell of smoke more than ever,
they were smokers,
are used to be smokers.
I know. My whole family.
It's ironic how it goes that way.
Yeah, they smoke so much you could cut the air with a knife.
Well,
they're all the ones preaching. I have to remind them. Look what you did to us kids when we were little.
Wow. Well, keep us posted again.
I will. Yeah, I won't keep you, Jill, that long.
Okay.
Talk to someone else.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this because I was wondering today how you were. So
yeah, well,
when
I get some results, I'll give you a call back.
Oh, that's what we want to hear. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking me. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so let's do Amanda Fest, and then we'll try to get to Debbie Tony, too. Do you see Debbie's on the... Okay, she's the...
Yep, I see her.
And here I got the Canada spam again. So we're not having Jennifer, but I'm getting spam from Canada today.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
That
Hello,
is
Amanda
odd.
Fest.
Hello.
Hello, Amanda Fest. So how's everything going?
Everything is good.
Okay,
the new job is good. I actually really like the new job, and I'm very happy with it. It's just trying to finish this school is like pulling teeth at this point. My last test that I have to take just keeps getting pushed back. Tomorrow is supposed to be my last flight, and, you know, this is going to determine whether or not my instructor is going to sign me off, that he thinks I'm ready to take the test, and I'm kind of nervous that he's not going to, so I just kind of wanted some clarity on the situation.
Okay, well, it looks like you should be taking the test sooner than later here, so... are you prepared for it? Is there anything you have to do to prepare?
I've been studying. I've been studying a little tush off. I've been practicing. You know, I've been doing what I have to do. Like I said, tomorrow is supposed to be my last flight. I'm just kind of a little nervous that I'm not going to get my instructor sign off tomorrow. I don't trust the school as a whole because of all the crap that has gone on, but I don't really trust him either. So I was hoping maybe there was something there that, you know, maybe you see or, you know, something that you could tell me about it.
Well, it looks like you're just going to have to keep nagging them, actually, you know, but... to make this go forward. And, you know, do you have any idea why they keep postponing it?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of starting to feel like, you know, like everything has to be like perfect. Like, you know, like all the maneuvers I have to do in the plane, I'm kind of feeling like I need to be like perfect. Like, I can't be anything less than perfect, which is not what, you know, that's not what the examiner is looking for. He just wants to see that, you know, I know what I'm doing and that's it. But I don't know, this guy, he's kind of pushing my button.
Right.
You know, not making me feel confident.
Are you aggravating him in any way, too? Because he looks like he's got a lot of ego here. So...
I'm not trying to aggravate him. You know, the thing was is that I needed to get it done when I came back, and, you know, I was very upset with him about this situation. You know, I think maybe the fact that he has to work around my schedule is maybe, but I'm not doing it because, you know, I'm trying to aggravate him. I'm doing it because I have to make money. You know, like, how am I supposed to be able to get to school if I can't, you know, afford to put gas in my car and, you know, and go? So, you know, maybe that's aggravating a little bit. That's what I really think.
Right. And again, just look at it as that maybe, what I start here is maybe you're not perfect enough yet, by the way. And what happens if you fail the test?
If I fail the actual test, I mean, you know, I'm really test like what wasn't satisfactory, I guess. But the problem
so you would
is
have to do it again. You would have to do it again.
I wouldn't have to do the whole test again. I would just have to retest. Like, you know, if there was one thing that I did that wasn't quite up to par, I would just have to do that. But my thing is that I have to like tomorrow is my last like I only have an hour and a half left of flying of like training. Tomorrow, and you know, I'm just worried that you know I'm not going to do everything you know perfect enough to where he's going to sign me off saying that I can even go take the test is what I'm getting at.
Okay, and how are you going to handle that? Because that looks like a mess here. If that's the case,
I don't know. I'm probably going to be very upset.
Right. I mean, I would say, you know, figure out some strategy here because, you know, it just looks like it's in your best benefit to figure out a strategic way of dealing with these people. You know, I don't think they've been easy from the beginning, have they?
Not exactly. It was easier when I was in Seattle. So that was fine. It's really just, it's really since I've been.
Yeah, I would
not the best to deal with.
Yeah, I would just say don't get on the bad side because I know sometimes you have a way of not saying things like in a way that's professional. Like I would say you have to stay very calm with these people because if you don't, and I'm now, do you think that you know the last situation you had with the last place? Do you think that that is carried over to here?
I honestly,
it looks like it has. Okay.
Okay.
Like, so I don't think you want to get any, because you can see how they carry all the cards here. All the cards are in their hands. It's not yours.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think, look, you're in a field that's predominantly male. It's less than like 10% of pilots are women. So I think in some ways you're dealing with a lot of that making it not easy for a woman here.
Right.
So I would just think that it, because what I just saw is somehow something that happened in your last place has come back to haunt you here. So
okay.
Let's not have that happen anymore. So how? Give me a strategy. What do you want to do? Let's see what Spirit says on it.
The only thing that I can think of is, you know, if I don't get the sign off tomorrow, you know, I'm just going to have to figure out a plan to be able to go somewhere else and, you know, finish what I started. That's my only strategy and, you know, but it just sucks because obviously I took out so much money and, you know, I didn't get a lot out of what I paid for. So,
right, but you're a pilot, so you did get that.
I mean, like I got two out of like the potential like six. You know, like they're kind of just sort of like add-ons. So I went in there with the basic pilot's license first, and
right.
Then I just kind of started building on top of that. You know, I was supposed to get, you know, six add-ons on top of what I already had, and I only have two. And if I get this one, then it'll be three. And I mean, I won't be as upset, but to spend $100,000 on a student loan and only get two, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Right. And I would say it looks to me like you should get this third one. Okay.
Okay.
But just don't aggravate, I'm telling you right now, because, I, you know, I hate to have to inform you that there's still a lot of prejudice against women. It's
right.
Like when I was a playwriting major, and playwriting, by the way, was a field that was originally created by women. But as a major at, you know, in college, there was a lot of prejudice against, they didn't want women in playwriting. And even my professor that taught me a woman was suing Yale University because they did not treat the women with respect as playwrights. So that's back, you know, 40 years ago. But the point is, the world hasn't changed that much. I really saw that maybe it is because you're a woman. You did rock the boat a little bit. You did speak up, and now you're getting the whammy of it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
When a man speaks up, they're not a bitch, you know, when
right.
they're assertive. When a woman speaks up, she's a bitch,
yeah.
you know. So let's just make nice, nice, and get this third one. Get it, okay?
So what you're saying is that it looks like I will get the finals tomorrow. Is that
right? Well, it looks like you should be able to.
Okay.
But if you don't get it, you're going to have to handle it a little more diplomatically, you know, because otherwise I think you're just, I think you're, you know, hurting yourself in the long run.
Okay.
So come up with a strategy.
I'll try and think of one, but.
I think you will tonight. I think you will. You know.
Like meaning just, I don't know, just call up the school and just. Tell them, hey, this is what happened. Can we fix it? Sort of thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. Just stick with the facts.
Okay.
Well, good luck. I want to try to get Debbie Tony because we only have a few minutes.
Okay.
Good luck. Let me know what happens tomorrow, please.
Thank you. I will let you know.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh boy, it's sometimes, you know, it's really hard in this day and age to think how much women still get more their balls busted. Even though we don't have them.
I've got big balls right in the middle of my chest.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see what Miss Debbie Tony has to say, because we haven't heard from her.
Ma'am.
She's been busy.
Hello, Debbie Tony.
I miss you guys.
We always miss you, too. We love you. And I know you've been busy. I have never heard Debbie Tony more secure in her emails, more knowing who she's got to get away from and what she's got to get away from and why. And I love it. I've never seen you so strong.
Thank
never.
You, because I found my voice.
Yes, you found your voice.
And
you're
I
not
going to
unfind it. Yes, and you feel good.
I know I'm alone, but I feel good that I'm alone. Because
isn't
I've
that nice?
Be straight.
Yep. Isn't
yes.
it nice that when we're in the midst of dysfunction, we can't see it until we walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get a taste of freedom and not hearing someone's opinion and
mm.
your own thing, you can't go back. So I love your email. And even your dad is saying, run, 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 far away.
<Aww.
laughs> You know, and your plans sound good with the two places, a snowbird, it all sounds good. You know, I know you're concerned because some of your 401k is down, so is everybody's, but that's a long-term investment. But you made up for it in your investment in the home you bought in Florida. So I think you're doing
yeah.
your head.
And I just looked at a property out in Baiting Hollow, and I looked at a property in Florida today, and I'm finding things that I like, and things are looking more positive, and I'm going to make decisions without asking anyone that's down in Florida. No one's going to know. I'm making the decisions by myself. They're not going to know until after I do it.
That's good, because you know what? There's an expression that when people don't want to be married is when they don't want another opinion. Now, you don't want another opinion. You're not married, but you don't want another opinion. You want to do what's best because you weren't steered the greatest, you know, with the last half. You know, it's okay, but, you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you can afford, and you make up your mind. And once it's done, nobody can say anything, can they? It's only when we're asking opinions is everybody sabotaged. So they have no say when it's all done, will they?
No. But I can hear what my daddy has to say because I hear him all the time now.
Yes, you do. He's always he's always talking to you, and he's always around. And You know, you didn't make a bad move with the other one because it could be a rental for you, or if you sold it, you could make money. You'll figure that all out. So, you know, everything looks good. Just, I think you're the clearest I've ever heard you thinking. And, again, just don't rush into it out of fear. Be sure you see it. If you're not 1,000% sure, don't feel pressured into buying something you're not 1,000% sure. I mean, I've only bought 2 houses in my entire life. I only looked at 3. So I am a person that knows, like, I'm not a person that looks at 1,000 houses. So I know. So write down how I bought this house, the one I live in now, is I knew how much money I could afford, and I didn't want to mortgage at 54 years old or whatever it was. I wanted to pay cash, so I knew how much money I had. I knew this, you know, I wanted something new, you know, central air conditioning. I said everything that I wanted, the taxes, blah, blah, blah. I wanted a front porch. I wanted it, you know, close to the water but not in the flood zone. And when I saw this house, I knew it was it. So you almost have to write down what it is you want. So then when you see it, because it has what you have. Right? Right?
Check. Check.
Yep.
Check. Yeah,
check, okay? So know what it is that you want, you know, and
yep.
And you will get
clear
it.
Clear path.
A very clear path.
A manifestation.
Right, and again, she's losing that yep. right now because she's allowing them to make her not manifest. So now I'm glad mm-hmm. you said that because she's still listening. So a manifest mm-hmm. needs to manifest. What she wants
well, I
to
learned
happen
from her,
tomorrow.
So maybe, yep.
What she wants to happen tomorrow, because that's the whole point. Well, we are at the end of our show, and they're just about
yep.
ready to kick us out.
Love
you
guys.
Keep texting me, letting me know what you're doing. Good night, everybody. We'll all speak next week. And let's hope we get some stuff with the rain.
Hopefully.
We've had enough rain. It's been a rainy winter, rainy spring, rainy so far. Come on, stop. We want sun. Well, good night, everybody. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.